complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI KOAK. Thank your friends at United Group Insurance for bringing you this Country Sunshine Listening Area forecast. United Group, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 20 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by Pastor Reverend Karen Peterson. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Nice to see
Aaron.
You.
Aaron, how are you?
How's your, I want to say Thanksgiving season. How's it going so far?
It is going well. It's coming fast, isn't it? It seems like
well, today's the 14th.
I know, but when it's 70 degrees outside, it doesn't seem like Thanksgiving. Although we're thankful for the weather.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So how are things going? What's going on at church this time of year?
You know what? We're just getting ready for Advent. Advent is around the corner here. Mm-hmm. The first Sunday is November 30th. Mm-hmm. We have a potluck and a church meeting on Sunday. So just kind of just tell people to say thank you and have a meal and get ready for the next year.
You bet. Pastor Karen Peterson with me this morning from the Presbyterian Church here in Red Oak. And we also have Jody Hossel. Jody, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Nice to see you this morning. Get a little closer to the microphone there.
Okay, forgot the fist.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So how's your Thanksgiving season going so far?
Busy, like everyone else's.
Yeah. It seems like there's always something to do, doesn't it?
There is.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Family.
Yeah. How about you, Pastor?
You know what? I love spending time with family, and I love the ability to give God thanks this time of year and to really be thankful for all the things that we have.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of talking out there, but we have so much to be thankful for.
We do.
We have so much to be thankful for.
And in all the struggles that are going on in our nation and our community, you also see a lot of good people who step up and are willing to help other people.
You bet.
And that's always encouraging to me.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. We all should be.
We should be.
Yes. We should all turn off social media and be thankful. That's what I'm going with. So
yes.
Let's talk about the community Thanksgiving meal. Is this a function of the Red Oak Presbyterian Church, or is this just something that you do?
Something that I do. We started it back in 2008. It was Sarah Smith, Reverend and Elizabeth Dilley from the Congregational Church at mm-hmm. that point, myself, mm-hmm. other church leaders and people who just said, we want an opportunity to have a dinner where people can come and be together. We know people are alone on the holidays. Maybe their family doesn't live here. Maybe they don't have family.
Yeah.
And we want a chance for people to gather together and be thankful and to get to know other people.
Right. And it's going to be, it's Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, it's Thanksgiving Day at the YMCA. The Y has been generous from the beginning to offer a spot for us to meet because it's so, Jody can tell you, she's there the day of, but it's a good spot with parking and easy access and all those things.
What time does it start on Thanksgiving Day?
We start serving at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And we serve until 1.
Okay.
We do ask that... we try to make this something where you come and enjoy together. There are some exceptions, but if there's enough food available, we can do takeouts from about 12:45. Okay. But we don't like to do takeouts before because we want the people that have signed up to be together.
Have a kind of a community experience of some like of sorts.
We have new people join us every year or people that join us and say, I can't wait to come back next year.
Yeah.
So, Jody, what's your role in this event and this meal? What all do you do?
I'm kind of the general organizer. I secure volunteers and the donations of food. I can't even begin to tell you how many people it takes to put this on.
Yeah, we don't want to go down the path and leave somebody out, but it takes a lot of people,
right?
No, we
can't. Oh, my gosh. Anybody, just if you're curious, just ought to come and see sometime how many people it takes to put this on. And even from the background, from people donating stuff, donating cash to help pay for meals for people that can't afford to do meals. I mean, it really is a community Thanksgiving. The community comes together.
So walk me through this. So are you taking donations now? Are you taking, getting volunteers organized now? And then the day of, who prepares all the food? Volunteers or who puts this all together? How does that work?
We get food from Hy-Vee, the turkey, and then the mashed potatoes and gravy and the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
But then Jody lines up people who bring desserts. We have a person who makes rolls and salads.
Okay.
And we have a volunteer. The Hy-Vee program has changed just a little, and so we do our own stuffing now. And we have a gentleman that just showed up last year, and he's the stuffing guy now. So
be careful where you show up. As that, yes. Especially around Jody. She'll put you to work.
Yeah.
So, but are you looking for donations at this point, or?
Yes. We could still use salads and desserts. The dinner rolls are covered. Again, cash donations are always appreciated because mm-hmm. there's paper products involved in all of this. And just Fairway also helps us. They donate a lot of paper products. They really donate whatever we ask for. But right. we try not to be too greedy.
Right. Well, it takes a lot to put something like this together.
Yes.
How many people have you served through the years? Or year? Last year, how many people were there?
Well, we order food for 100, and I would bet we come close to that every year, wouldn't you say, Jody?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we probably come close to that. Not maybe personally, but then, you know, we have a little left over and we distribute it. Now with the community fridge,
yes,
you know, we will have an outlet for some of those meals. And we usually call the radio station if we have things left over.
You bet.
But we don't generally have a lot left over.
It's good. You have it dialed in pretty well, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So,
And people can call Jody. Mm-hmm. Her cell phone number is 370-4202 if they want to donate a salad or dessert. Or want to volunteer, right, Jody?
Yeah, I can use a few more volunteers, but in all honesty, if you get too many people in there, you run into each other.
Right,
But I could use a few more volunteers if anyone's out there. And
what's the fee? What's it cost for someone to go and enjoy this Thanksgiving meal?
Nothing.
It's free.
We put out a basket for donations because we do have a cost to pay mm-hmm. our food, the turkey and stuff from Hy-Vee. But anybody can come. We were teasing the other night at our church meeting, and we said, Warren Buffett could come. We might put the basket for donations a little closer to Mr. Buffett if he were to show up. But we would not charge him or anyone.
Come to the meal.
Come be with us.
Yes. It's from 11 until 1 technically.
Right.
Is the time frame that you have designated. It's a full Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
And it's free. There is a basket if you feel blessed and led.
Yes.
Make a donation.
And we quite often do have people that are perfectly able to purchase their own meal. They just want to get together with other people in the community. They're usually very generous when they come.
I can see that. If you're kind of lonely, you know, and many times I think that, you know, yes. we love the thought of the holiday season, and I love it. But I can see where certainly it can create stress and feelings of loneliness for a lot of different reasons. And this is an opportunity to get together and visit with people.
Yes.
It is a lot of visiting. I have friends that, I mean, aren't necessarily lonely.
Yeah.
They just said, I don't want to cook turkey. I think I'll go down there and hang out with a bunch of people.
Right.
And it's just fun. They enjoy each other. They'll go with another couple and say, let's go and have dinner.
Yeah.
So it's for everyone.
Melanie might want to leave me at home and go have lunch.
Which is exactly why we started it to begin with, is we want people to be... Especially statistics, they keep doing things about how lonely people are.
Yeah.
About how people, and I think the holidays can make you feel that much more lonely.
That is for sure.
And you go, I don't have to be by myself. I can go down there and help. And we have, over the years, we've had people who are very, very generous financially. I can guarantee you that there's certain people who will always, we have an account set up. I handle that part of it, an account set up that we just take in funds for the community Thanksgiving meal. Last year we had about $150 extra, and so we just put that aside for the next year.
You betcha.
So if someone makes a donation, it is only toward the community Thanksgiving meal.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing that you do.
I would want to emphasize to please call the church if you want to come to the meal, because we need to know that we have enough food.
So talk to me about that. Do I need to make reservations? Do I need to let you know? How does that work?
It would be wonderful if you did. We're not going to turn anybody away. But to call the Presbyterian Church, 623-4751, you can leave us a message there. Just leave a message with your name, your phone number, and how many people want to come.
Mm-hmm.
We already have about 35 people RSVP'd.
Yeah,
so it
just makes it so much easier to plan.
Yes.
If someone would call.
Yes.
And like you said, you're not going to turn people away, but for planning purposes, it would just be so much easier.
Right. And last minute, we can't do anything about it.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do I find this at? I have this flyer. Mm-hmm. Where would I find that at? Is that online? Is that, or do you
it
know?
It is. I know we post on Facebook.
Okay.
Places like, excuse me, if places like the library have it posted.
Okay.
The food pantry. I'm trying to think of.
Methodist Church.
The Methodist Church.
Okay.
Different churches.
So, and it, and what the, what I'm referring to is there is a flyer that has, well, a number, it has some things like little name tags on the side,
yes,
that you can fill out. But it also has Jody's number if you want to donate a salad or a dessert. It has Jody's number, Jody Hossel, by the way, 712-370-4202. And the number to call for a reservation for the Presbyterian Church is 712-623-4751. What's the deadline?
We'd love to hear from you by the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just so if we have, you know, especially with everything that's gone on with SNAP benefits and all of those things, we've talked about, are we going to have more people? We just love to know how many,
right,
approximately people.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody decides Wednesday, hey, I want to come, we're going to say, woohoo!
Yeah.
Come join us. Well, but if you know now, would you just call us and,
yeah,
let us know?
Right. Well, sometimes things change last minute, right?
Right.
And you were maybe not planning on going, but now it's going to look like it's going to be there, so you're not going to turn people away.
No.
How long have you been involved? You've been involved from the beginning, 2008.
Yes.
Correct?
I have.
Jody, how long have you been involved with this?
I kind of started helping the year after they started it, and then it wasn't very long. My family is not there on Christmas Day, and so I said, well, I can be here.
Mm-hmm.
So then I kind of started doing the organizational part of it.
What's the most enjoyable part in your eyes, Jody?
The smiles on everyone's face and watching, yeah, people interact, and they're just so grateful to be there.
Yeah.
And just all the people I get to work with. And well, the other thing I think is watching the community just be so generous with their time, with their talents, with, I don't know,
with their resources,
exactly,
and all of the things. So kind of what Thanksgiving's about, right?
Yes. Jody's more hands-on that day, and I kind of do more things behind the scenes. But having people call the church and say, yeah, this is, I've come a lot of times, and I'm excited about coming.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that even the provision of God to say, one time we had somebody say, well, I think we should have all the funds before we start this. And we said, you know, I guess that's not my attitude, that God will provide.
Yeah.
There's a lot of generous people in town that help with, like Jody said, food, volunteers, send money. That it all comes together, and it's a beautiful, like I said, you can get stuck in negativity.
Yeah, but it is. It's beautiful. I just had a lady call yesterday whose family helped the year before. And when they help, I take their name and number, and I'd left her a text, and she said, I'm so excited. It was such an awesome experience.
Yeah.
So
there you go. You take volunteers and you take donations for food,
sure,
for money, all of these sorts of things. If someone made really good, I don't know, cranberry sauce, do you need that person, mm-hmm, Jody?
Sure.
I don't know if there's such a thing as a really good cranberry sauce, but maybe,
yes,
there may be.
Yes, there is. Okay, this cranberries, I'm very passionate about cranberries.
We have had someone in the past that did do that.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't lately, but just various,
yeah,
reasons. But, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about cranberries,
okay,
Pastor.
I never ate cranberries until I married my husband, and I like to get them fresh, and then you cook them,
mm-hmm,
with sugar and orange juice.
Okay. We have people in our family that love,
awesome,
them. That just,
oh,
absolutely
love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very passionate about cranberries, aren't I? Wow. Okay.
So you're really into these cranberries,
well,
aren't you? Yeah.
You know what? I love to make them. Now, hardly ever my husband and I eat them, and nobody else does. But,
well,
yes,
you know,
like, wow.
I just like to... You know, throw it out there every,
yes,
now and then. So
I like Lila's dinner rolls. That's my favorite.
Oh, yes.
See? It works for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can get what they like. So, again, we are visiting with Reverend Karen Peterson from the Presbyterian Church here in Red Oak and Jody Hossel talking about the Red Oak Community Thanksgiving Dinner that has been ongoing since 2008.
Yes.
With the exception of maybe the COVID year or,
yeah,
so, something like that. But other than that, you do it every year.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's no small task to feed 100 to 150 people in 2 hours. Wow. Hats off to you. What else do we need to touch on, Jody, that we haven't touched on?
Oh, I was just looking at my notes trying to see, and I don't think so. I think I have everything down here. We can always use people, too, if you want to come at the end just to help clean up. Because,
yes,
at the end, we're divvying up food, we're cleaning up, we're sweeping, we want to leave the Y looking just as good as we found it, if not better, because they're so gracious.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else to
Pastor Peterson.
I guess the only other thing I'd like to say is at the Presbyterian Church, we've gathered some funds and we bought some Bibles. And this year we'd like to, we're going to put out some Bibles and would invite anyone to take a Bible that doesn't have one.
Awesome.
We'd like to feed you with God's word too, after you're full of all that yummy turkey.
Oh, well, that is great. So, this is the first year to do that, right?
This is the first year to do this. Oh, yes.
Very cool. I like it. What other little nuggets you have over there, Pastor Peterson?
I think that's all. I just think I'm so grateful to Jody for all her work. And like I said, the community effort here. And when people, here's my sermonette for the day. You ready?
I'm ready. Lay it on
me. When people watch, they're watching too much news, too much negative social media, is shut it off and go experience community.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things in this town, like the community fridge as well.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Cupboard.
You know, I had the opportunity to visit this week with Laura Claver. Talked a little bit about the community fridge. What a great thing that has been, in addition. And she was talking to me about some of the stats, and the utilization of that has been remarkable.
Oh, it's crazy.
It has been remarkable.
It is.
That's something people can volunteer for too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
And you know what? I think you start to see that there's people in need, but everybody can help mm-hmm. in ways.
Yeah. Even if you don't fancy yourself a cook and don't want to leave anything, you can sign up on their sign up sheet to just check the fridge and make sure nothing's amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Not lots of outdated food, which it's rarely anything left. So you don't have to worry about that too much. Sweep it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same way with things like Christ. I'll put in a plug for Christ Cupboard. You know what? They're always in need of plastic sacks. If maybe you can't donate food or you don't have other things, they're always in need of your plastic sacks at Christ Cupboard.
And you
as
know,
well as the Methodist Church.
Yes, and the Methodist Church as well.
A lot of good things going on there. And it would be great if there was not a need for that, but there is a need.
Yes.
And would encourage people to, if you can, and contribute in some way.
Yes.
Contribute, whatever that may be. So,
yes.
Very good. And thank you to the Y. What a great facility that is to be able to have events like this.
It's wonderful. And every year we call, they are always grateful to do it, aren't they, Jody?
Yep.
Very good.
So they're a blessing.
What's the sermon this weekend on? Pastor Peterson.
It is about clothing yourself, how you clothe yourself with things like gentleness, kindness, love. Put on. It's from Colossians 3.
Okay.
What you put on.
Colossians 3. I have to look that up. Thank you.
You're
what
welcome.
Else do we need to touch on?
I think that's it. I'm grateful. I'm glad Jody could join me this morning, and we just would love to see lots of people there on Thanksgiving. We'd love it if you'd RSVP. That would really help us.
How do people RSVP? Tell me one more time.
They can call the church, the Presbyterian Church, 623-4751. We're not there all the time, obviously. All you need to do is just leave a message. Mm-hmm. Leave your name, your phone number, how many people are going to come, and we can put you on the list.
Okay. And then how can people reach out to Jody if they want to volunteer or donate a salad or donate something? How can they do that, Jody?
Okay, my number is 712-370-4202. And again, if I can't answer, leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Enjoy this beautiful weather that we have.
Yes. Thank you for your order on the weather.
Pastor Karen Peterson with us and Jody Hossel this morning talking about the upcoming Red Oak Community Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you much and make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
We know every bushel counts. That's why the Case IH Axial Flow 250 Series